Yeah, man, look here. So we got top 50. It was two top 50s dropped.
Yep.
Uh-huh. New York, and then they did, I think it was just LA, right? Not Cali.
Yeah, LA. Yeah, West Coast rappers. New York rappers.
That was West Coast. Okay, all right. Because I was like, I heard the Game came. He remixed his and put himself up, you know, some more spots. He ain't put himself at one, though, so I respected that. I don't got his list. I know he put himself at like five. I'm rocking with that. I'm rocking with that. Game night. But this New York list.
What is looking like?
I mean, look, we'll do top 10. This is from Complex.
Uh-huh.
10. I mean, it ain't crazy. Let's start. Okay, 10. KRS-One. All right. 9, Busta Rhymes. 8, DMX. 7, Nicki Minaj. 6, 50 Cent.
That's what they
like. 50 like that when you said 50, I'm out of here.
No, I'm talking about like Nicki Minaj.
Oh, Nicki. Yeah. That's ironic as hell.
Nah, I rock with Nicki.
But even that, even like that top 10, like it's all out of order. 50 shouldn't be a top 10. Nicki shouldn't be top 10. I don't care if she is the best woman ever. Like, that's degrading to the other women who was before her, and then that's degrading to the niggas who should be in top 10. Like,
yeah.
You got, all right, hold on, last five. So it's LL, Rakim at 4, Nas at 3, Biggie at 2, Jay at 1.
The Biggie thing is the funniest to me, because I'm not saying Biggie isn't one of the greatest, but I'm like, his body of work is enough for him to be two, like number two. Come on, like we just gonna say, oh, he better than ours.
Yeah, I be vibing on that talk because they get real sensitive about that. But bro, yeah, the man only had what, like two albums.
That's it. No mixtapes.
Like, he's the only one that get gas like this. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, it's because he was that nuts.
No, what I'm saying is, like to this level, like two albums, and you the greatest.
And he died early, so your legacy obviously go up, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the same. Okay, like the X logic is like Nicki can't come before the female rappers. Ain't none of them other female rappers got five albums, and none of them nice as Nicki. None of them.
I mean, I think Kim could have probably been a little.
I love Kim.
I think she could have been.
I
love Kim and Foxy.
I don't know if you can put Kim above Nicki outside of if you just say Nicki stole Kim's style.
I would say
she's Kim, supposed to.
But X, I see it like this though. Like Kim really, I mean, granted, it was a few rappers before her, but as far as for the New York female rapper, the prototype, like she's the prototype. Like she was the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, who was really like before? Like, nobody was before. Then after her, then you had Foxy Brown, you know what I'm saying? Came out of New York. You had a few others, and then Nicki came along, you know what I'm saying? After a while and stuff like that. Yeah, Charlie Baltimore. My thing is like, hey, you know what's crazy? Remy Ma ain't even on the list. So how you put Ice Spice on the list over Remy Ma?
Holy shit.
You know why? Because they be going by hits, bro, but I ain't here to talk, because you know what I'm saying? Like,
it can't go by here.
You hit
what the hell? What the hell?
I'm talking about because they be trying to do this little mainstream thing. Then I start going in my underground bag and
they got MF Doom at 14. They got Kim at 12.
But see, I like that they got Doom on here, but
I think Big L should have been higher. They got Big L at 29.
They got
a lot of rappers like looked up to him and was like, yeah, he was the one for us. You know what I'm saying? Before he
Not a lot of work though. Why Big L got a lot of work.
Why is Pop Smoke on here?
Bro, that's crazy, isn't it?
I don't know what the hell Pop Smoke
is. Hold on, wait.
Pop
Smoke is on there, but AZ is not.
Oh, bro, come on, bro. Like, be for real. Like, what we doing? This is what I'm talking about. That's why I say, hey, Larry, you're right. I ain't here to talk for real. There we go. Yeah, I ain't here to talk for real, bro. I ain't here to talk. With this list, I ain't here to talk for real.
Hey, this list is gentrified, man. Come on, man.
Come on. What white man?
I see that guy. I like John Bryce.
Hold on. So I don't even see Redman. Is Redman on there?
No, but he's from Jersey.
He's from New Jersey.
So we're
I mean, well, shit, okay, well, we're not technically going, but shit, he's from the East Coast. I guess I'm doing East Coast instead of
That's what I said. Roxanne Shanté should be on there then. Like, she kind of like her MC Light, they kind of like paved the way for the whole movement for females. You know what I'm saying? Before, like, Diddy really took off.
Diddy, what is Diddy doing on there?
Yeah,
that's
man. Hey, you know what? Listen,
above Pharrell Munch.
But what is they? So my whole thing is, what is the criteria for putting somebody on this list? Because it's like, if we're going albums, or are we going skills? Are we going, like, what are we
to
doing?
To me, it's all over the place, though. Because you got Doom all the way at 14, who never had a mainstream hit. So it's like, they just all over the place. It as far as who they truly, if at some points, it feel like it's cultural impact. At some points, it feel like lyrical ability. You know what I'm saying? At some points, it look like sales. So it's a little bit bounced around.
Did you have Ja Rule on here?
They got Ja. 37.
I said, would you have him on here? I wouldn't.
Maybe it depends when Ja. Ja had a nice little run.
I'm going to tell you who's not on. And then for me, who's not on here, that mean they necessarily had a run, but as far as lyricists, Lloyd Banks. I think Lloyd Banks is a phenomenal lyricist.
Yeah, he is.
He's not on here.
Yeah, Ice Spice got to get out of here, man. That's an eyesore.
You know what this list tells me? And it's basically what everybody been saying. New York is some bullshit when it comes to music. Like,
For a long time. They got Kool Keith. Another underground.
It's because they ran from their sound, though. They ain't promoted.
Yeah, it's true. But yeah, hey, look at this too. They had no choice, because the biggest artists that made it out of New York, they shit simple. My most overrated artist on here, DMX. Cat in the Hat rhyme. And I like X. Don't get me wrong. X rhymes are super duper simple, dog. And 50. I like 50. 50 rhymes is better than X, but 50 still really not. He had a down south sign. When he blew up, his shit was really a lot more. It sounded a lot more like a down south. He had more of a southern drawl than like a New York accent in the way he even rapped. So when the guys that was blowing up out of New York, the blow up artists were guys that didn't have a Nas sound, an AZ sound, a Wu-Tang type sound, that, you know, that gritty New York sound. Even Ja Rule blows up. His shit is from making single catchy, you know, little girly tunes or whatever.
Yeah.
And it worked. So, and then now they all do London drill. Like, New York rap is the saddest evolution of hip hop I can speak on.
Yeah, they do everything but their own sound. Except the underground. The underground keep it alive.
Right, but they can't get that push. It's like that sound might just legitimately be dead for the mainstream.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if you'll ever have an artist. Nas is the closest thing that continues to put out an authentic New York sound, and he still ain't putting out like smash hits. But he's still relevant for a guy his age, and he's still putting out quality. He actually putting out better music now than I think he has.
I like Benny the Butcher. I mean, he not on here.
He's from Buffalo, though.
So, he's from Buffalo.
But Joey Badass not on here.
Joey Badass need to be on there. If you're gonna put Cardi B on the motherfucking list, you gotta put
Ice Spice, Diddy. Like,
they got Ben Markey on here, bro. Come on, let's be nice.
He ain't put an album like Biz Markie.
Come on,
Picking Boogers,
bro.
DJ.
Oh, man.
Picking Boogers, my guy. Come on, man. Look, Big is our goofy cousin. You love him, but you can't put him in the top rappers.
The one guy who should be on the list, dog, and it hurts me because I'm looking for his name, and I'm like, and this is why I say New York being dead, because Foxy said it. Foxy say New York man fucked up ever since my nigga Sam been locked up in prison. They ain't got Sam on the motherfucking list. Like,
you know what? Shoot, even Heavy D. Heavy D ain't on
there. What are we doing? Like,
I mean,
I think he was born in Jamaica.
Yeah, he was born in Jamaica, but I'm saying, like, I think he grew up in New York, though.
I
But I mean, however,
I guess it depends on how you want to move. Yeah. You know,
because I'll put him in there over Biz Markie. I mean, I'm being real. Like,
man, they got Big Daddy Kane at 19. Like, that's crazy. Slap your face.
Is Big Pun on here?
Pun is at 15.
15, yeah, 15. Okay, 15, 15, 15, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Then Jada, Cameron, Mos Def.
Okay.
Kane, Slick Rick, Meth, Chuck D, Run. Yeah, Run can't rap better than these people either, man. God bless the OGs. Melly Mel, I don't want to be disrespectful, but I'm not from New York, so I'm going to be disrespectful, man.
Hey,
did y'all see the Melly Mel Rap City freestyle?
Oh, my God.
When was this?
Man,
oh no, it was bad. It was horrible. It was one of those
terrible.
Oh man, 1970
that shit got to go, bro. That shit got to go. Man. Hey, we appreciate you laying down the foundation. That's dope. That's real. That's important because you got to build from something. But we ain't still riding around on, you know what I'm saying, stone wheels either. You know what I mean? Or wagon wheels, bro. Like, time moves on. God bless you for your contribution, but you got to go out. You got to go. And they got Jim Jones above Styles P.
They got Jim Jones at 46. On the list. I'm like,
hold on. Mind Jones on the list. But not above Styles.
Listen, I'm gonna take all right. Yeah. Hey, but before we move on to the LA list, right? Is one name that's missing on here, which I'm really just throwing this whole list in the trash. Curtis Blow. Why is he not on there?
Yeah, if you're gonna put Melly Mel, you gotta put Curtis.
You gotta put Curtis Blow.
And why do they got Fat Joe? They got two stars over AT. They blurred out Fat Joe.
Man,
his name is Fat Joe.
What
PC culture bullshit is this? I just noticed that. That should say F star star Joe. Get the fuck out of here. And Mace overrated this shit too.
Yeah,
Mace gave us a classic and a couple of classic, you know, verses, but he only got one album too. Everything after that shit was boo boo.
Yeah, let's talk about this LA list real quick, man. I disqualified the whole list because Tupac ain't on there. Like I'm Tupac should be number one.
Well, I thought you from Oakland.
If you're giving them to anybody, it's the West Coast.
It's like the West Coast rappers, not LA. I'm sorry. Because all these rappers on this list are not from L.A.
Okay. Yeah,
shit, it look like they for all L.A., though. Like, I don't see...
But Ice Cube from Long Beach, though. Ice Cube from Long Beach.
That's L.A. That's L.A. Same thing. L.A., from Long Beach.
Where OG's he from? Well, OG? I think he from, like, somewhere else, though, that OG's dude.
Because Kendrick Lamar from Compton. That's L.A.?
Yeah, that's L.A.
That's all L.A.
Never mind. They all from L.A.
This LA. Doja Cat is underrated. They got her under Tiger. Tiger, the worst rapper to come out. Tiger rap like them cats.
Yeah, Doja is underrated. Doja is underrated though. Doja is underrated.
She only underrated because of her shenanigans though.
Let's go. Let's do 10 through 1 real
quick. As much as I love Kendrick, I'm not putting Kendrick above Ice Cube. I don't care what nobody say. Ice Cube is number one. If we talk about niggas from LA. All
right, real quick run. Nipsey at 10. Easy at 9, B-Real at 8, Ice-T at 7, Quick at 6, Tyler the Creator at 5, Dre at 4, Cube
Tyler
at 3.
Tyler the Creator 5.
Cube at 3. Hold tight. We're almost there. I know. It's a rough ride. Hold on. We're almost there. Paul. 2, Snoop, and 1, Kendrick Lamar. These are L.A. rappers.
And let me say this. I actually like some of Tyler Creator music, but...
No. I'm not mad at Tyler.
I'm thinking of rappers like I see him as like he make music, he can rap, but he ain't
when he want to rap, he can rap.
Yeah.
He kind of remind me more like Drake in the sense that I look at him more like an artist.
Yeah,
when he wants to rap, when he just wants to like get in the booth and just go crazy. Yeah. He is like that when he gets in that bag. But yeah, this list is insane too.
Dr. Drake he dope, not he be dope as hell. Tyler dope as hell, but we. Come on, like
maybe a little early for 5, especially. Yeah, Nip, love Nip, but Nip can't be above the Game. Game is at 11. Game the top five LA rappers. No, it's no.
Yeah, Game should be top. Game definitely should be top 10. I mean,
it's because he's so goofy, man. That's all it is. It's all field issues.
You're right.
If he wasn't so goofy, people would have been begging for him to hop on.
So check this out, right? So he did his top because he saw that list that Complex put out. He put his top 100 LA rappers. He got Tupac at 1, Snoop at 2, Ice Cube at 3, Kendrick at 4, himself at 5, Corrupt at 6, DJ Quick at 7, Dr. Dre at 8, Easy at 9, Exhibit at 10, Nipsey at 11. Then he has Ice T, B Real, Tyler at 14, and YG at 15. I just named the top 15. Mm-hmm. Like his list, okay. I'm more.
I like the top of the list.
Yeah,
I like. They gotta quit giving Dre all this respect as a him and Easy as like.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Cause I'm like, I respect for what they did, but they wasn't like real spitters for real.
As rappers, especially never wrote none of their own stuff, and they do. And that, and listen, I'm not gonna take all credit away from you because I can write the illest shit ever. You gotta deliver it. You do have to deliver it in a way. And Easy definitely had that ability to deliver a line, so did Dre. But end of the day, as a rapper, you can't have Dre up here in the top 10. He's got to fall somewhere down in the 20 and below range, easily.
About to say, like, if you got Dre that high, then Easy got to be that high. Because I think without Easy, you don't have Dre. You know what I'm saying? Nobody was writing rhymes for somebody and saying, "Hey, you go spit it." Without Easy, Easy did it, and everybody was like, "Oh shit, it's working."
Yeah, see, this got a lot of pioneer love on this list because you got Ice-T at 7, B Real at 8, and Easy at 9. All three of them got to move. All three of them got to move because you got Corrupt behind them, Game behind them, Exhibit. I even got to put a Schoolboy Q up higher. Like when we talking rapping, man.
I'm talking rapping,
bro. Like I can't lead these guys. Honorable mentions. Give me a pioneer list, guys. Yeah. We wouldn't be here without. But let's talk.
Too short should be on there. If that was the case,
see Oakland.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, pioneers from LA. Okay, West Coast, because I noticeably I see that E-40 or Too Short, neither one of them ain't on there.
Right. And they both from Oakland.
Yeah, they Oakland.
Say LA. West Coast, same thing. he said same thing.
Sound, though. They do have a different sound.
They do.
But you talking West Coast, like that's why I say like I'm not gonna just put it New York. It got to be East Coast because the New York shit is biased. New York itself already don't like nobody else outside of New York. So it's like, nah, we're gonna do East Coast where we're gonna make y'all even more madder by keeping some of y'all sorry ass off the list.
And I think East Coast would have been a better comprehensive list because you are excluding too many people. Like, there's too many people getting excluded. Because, like, Jersey going to have a hard time, you know, putting out a whole bunch of artists. They ain't got it. It's a small state.
You might got 20. Yeah.
Right. So it's hard to keep up. Like, you got, you know, it's hard to keep that pace going. But
then you gotta add Philly in there. You got to add Buffalo. You got to add all them East Coast places. Like, I mean, in the South, see, and that's the crazy because in the South, they not going to give a Pacific city. I mean, they might do Atlanta, but.
Yeah, do A-Town, okay.
But they not going to be saying, they're going to be like the South. They're going to say, okay, well, you got Houston, you got Memphis, you got Florida, Atlanta, Georgia. You got Georgia. They're going to give all them cities. They not going to say, okay, well.
Louisiana. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's going to be different from them saying, oh, well, we're doing L.A. on it. Why the fuck? No, do West Coast. What about Oakland?
Yeah. And I'm a Kendrick fan. Kendrick really talented. But this list, I can't put him one exactly. I put him top five for sure. I give him top five. But
yeah, I'm still.
I might go Cube at one as well. Yeah, and just put Kendrick at two.
If it ain't Pop, it's Cube. Like, Cube got to be one because.
Yeah,
when Cube dropped his first album, he was too hot. He kept coming, like he kept coming with hot shit, and the nigga pen was sick with it. Like,
I think they resume similar in the sense that like they both really got to me in my mind three solid classics, and that's what kind of keep them at the very top of that list. Anyway, well, that is what it is. It's always fun discussing these goofy ass hip hop lists. These shits was always out of
control. Who the fuck made these lists? It got me.
Yeah, it's complex, dog. So like half of the staff or three quarters of the staff is, you know, white guys that like are like rap nerds that want to be like, I love true hip hop type shit.
Yeah.
And, it's cool. I ain't knocking it. It's just your ear a little different than mine. That's all. But shit, y'all boy, let's talk a little ball, man.
Okay.
That's good.
What is this?
It's 26 degrees.
What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to 26 Degrees, the Miami Hurricanes football barbershop talk. It's main man Larry Hill once again. Got the gang with me, man. We rocking. We got a three-man weave. We got a six-man coming off the bench, though, a guest by, man. Going to let him introduce himself in just a second, but allow him to reintroduce himself, present the others, the real Phil General X. X, say what's up to the people.
What's up, what's up, what's up? How y'all feeling, man? We back. Another successful recruiting weekend going on, and the loafers, they hot. No, he got some new loafers coming on now. I think it's
We got to keep up with Billy Badass, man.
Boy,
rolling up a lot of mid.
Yeah,
rolling up a lot of mid.
We not doing that. We not doing the mid thing, man. We on something else, man. So
some deluxe kush. That's what's up. I got my man with playing over there, D-Rod. Say what's up, man.
Yo, what's going on, everybody, man? Another beautiful day, another great weekend on University of Miami campus. Can't wait to get into it, man. Let's go.
No doubt. Let's talk. And last but not least, man, it's 50. You know what I'm saying? Ferrari F50. What's good, man? I've been on a real 50 Cent kick the last like 2 days, too, riding around in the truck, man. I've been blasting a lot of old 50 mixtape. So it was ironic that Rob reached out and was like, yo, 50 trying to pull up and do the show. I'm like, oh, man, look at the universe working, man. What's up, man?
What's good, man? What's good? Happy to be here. Happy y'all got me here.
No doubt. Shout out to your platform real quick at the beginning, man. We'll make sure to speak on it again at the end.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? Channel Category 6 Sports, you feel me? The 50 Show, you know what I'm saying? We got Category6Playbook.com where you get data-driven sports picks and, you know what I'm saying, merch and all types of things. Just come rock out with us. And make sure y'all get this podcast right here, 5 stars on it right now. You feel me? Everywhere. Love, Spotify, love. All that. So, yeah.
Love. I appreciate that. Yeah, that helped push us up in the little algorithms and whatnot, man. But let's jump right into it, man. Another big weekend. Like I said, man, you know, I hear them boys out there and in Gainesville talking real loud. They rolling up with a whole bunch of never heard of. It was a debate on the line about some offensive tackle that I do not recall for the life of me saying we recruited, bro. And that's no slight to bro, but
yeah, it's not.
Stop that line, man. My thing was Penn State and West Virginia were his only other D1 offers besides Florida. So that means all the rest of those schools cooled off on bro. So why y'all lying?
My whole thing with it is you see what we got committed. Like,
yeah, come on.
We got the best offensive lineman in high school in Cantwell. We got the best offensive lineman in Florida in Joel Irvin, who's severely underrated, who just got a boost to like 4 stars and he's probably gonna continue. And we got another guy from Ohio, Cogdon, who's on the rise also, and he had Ohio State and some other offers. So please, I'm not worried about a kid who's ranked lower than our lowest rated commit. Like, come on, man, let's be for real.
Well, I'm finna give y'all the whole truth about this. He got offered last year when he came to Legends Camp.
Right.
They don't be knowing who these kids when they come to Legends Camp. So he got an offer because he probably was the biggest thing there. Might need to talk to the man after that offer. He got the offer that day, and they ain't heard from this dude or talked to him since then.
Man, they know that, man.
So it was never a recruitment. They just seen something when he was there. Oh, he's big.
He told them to say, "Hey, put Miami in there, man, because he hurt." I get it. I'm a kid. I'd be a little hurt too, man. Y'all offer me, and then y'all cool, dog. Ain't show no love. So he said it, and then them goofy ass Gator fans, instead of just keeping in the thigh and being like, man. this ain't nothing but another project, dog. God. They going, Billy stuffed Mario again. Yeah. All right, family. Yeah. God bless them. Hey, man, I wish them all success in the world. Real talk. Every one of these kids, man, I be hoping for the best one, man. I hope he turn into a day one draft pick one day, man. You never know. You never know. But back to business. Another big weekend. A couple of big name visitors came through. We'll get check the temperature on some of those, man. Y'all want to start with?
Start with the big dog, Calvin Russell.
Let's not bury the lead.
Start with the big dog.
You going to LSU or what?
It's a bunch of craziness going on because I already told everybody what I thought it was going to be. I thought, the LSU thing was going to be a switch swap with him and Tristan Keys. And after the visit, just talking with the family, man, I'm almost kind of leaning and starting to hype the Miami train, man, because he don't smile when he go on his visits. He never smiles. But he smiled on Miami, and I was like, oh boy, like, man, it's something different because when he normally come down here, he just come down here to chill and relax and vibe. But when he came this time, it was like, uh-oh. So
can we eliminate Florida State? I saw he tweeted out. He loved the Canes while he was at Tallahassee during the midweek. I don't know if he wrapped it just yet. Today is Tuesday.
Yeah, they still up the other day.
They still hanging out, okay.
One thing, the mom been through this process. So she like, listen, we going to go and enjoy every visit that they pay for.
Might as well. I mean, if you can enjoy a visit in Tallahassee, as much as one could possibly enjoy going. I've been to Tallahassee a lot. I couldn't tell you three things to go do. I really can't.
Go get you a gut box.
Go to Guthrie's. Oh, you mean Zaxby's/Kane's/ shit you can get all over the country.
But they got their own stadium.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's our stadium.
What about the honey chicken? The honey chicken they got.
Oh man,
honey fried chicken.
They don't.
Honey
fried chicken.
They don't got it. They do, but
I didn't get it.
I was told it's the best chicken in the world. Like nothing like it. So
that's why they got that Marvin Wilson that one time. I remember.
That's what's up. How you feeling on that one, Phil? I know we've been hearing a lot of LSU buzz lately. X even spoke on that. I think Syracuse on cooled a little bit, but what's your thoughts?
I just been reading between the lines. Not saying he coming here, but it just on some. It's been one team that's been a constant. Everything been changed. It was Syracuse, then it was Oregon. Now it's LSU. But one team still there is Miami. So I'm just reading between the lines. I ain't guaranteeing it. He can still go to LSU. Y'all know how I go. Recruiting is fluid and all that. But I'm just reading between the lines. Like, I can't take nothing what these kids say on interviews and all that serious no more because. Hell, I got proved wrong just last year with Hayden Lowe crazy ass. Like that man said, I'm locked in with USC. Then he flipped like the next day or what? What it was? It was something crazy like that.
Yeah, he flipped like immediately. Yeah,
bro. You know what I'm saying? I seen my nephew change his favorite NFL teams so many times between 13 and 16. I'm like, well, wait a minute, man. I told you the Bengals 2 years ago. Come now you a Bills fan? Like, wait a damn second! Let you know it ain't rooted just yet. You got opinion on that one, D-Rob?
Man,
you've been the most pessimistic. So where you guys going? A&M?
No. Right now, I still think it's 50-50 with Miami and LSU. I think my LSU is just like generating the buzz. I don't know where the buzz is coming from. Maybe because it was his last visit before he came. Was it his last visit before he came to Miami? I think so.
Okay, I thought it might have been Oregon. Okay, it was LSU.
Nah, yeah, Oregon. I don't think it was LSU.
Oregon had an ill graphic.
Hey, when did he go to Florida to see Maybach Billy, as they call
it? He went going on, it was like one of those midweek things. It wasn't.
Oh. Okay.
So it was a BS.
That's how you know you're not serious. When you mid weekend, yeah. I just honestly I don't take a midweek official very.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I don't take those serious yeah. either. So
midweek. Oh man, hey man, we'll pay for everything. Y'all come visit, man. Just show that y'all visit. We know y'all ain't coming, but we just want to
make it. I think, but you know, I also think what gives us the edge, I still think because of the basketball thing. I think genuinely.
That's why he was smiling. That's why he was smiling. Yeah. When he was leaving with the football staff, he was getting ready to go meet up with Jay Lucas and them, and he had a smile on his face.
Yeah, and they, you know, they say, man, when it comes to recruiting, they say Jay Lucas is like one of the best in the country when it comes to that. You see what he did, you know what I'm saying? So, if anybody paid attention to basketball,
his mom loved what Jay Lucas is doing. She's on board with what Jay Lucas is doing. So,
okay,
that's the positive of that. You know what I'm saying? Because mom wasn't so cool with what Mario was doing. It was like, but now she on board. So. Again, like y'all say, it's fluent. The kid once did say he would love to go out of town to play. Now he's saying he would love to stay home and play basketball in front of his family and friends. It is what it is. July 5th, he's going to find out what he's doing.
Yeah. It's going to be a funny day.
We helped ourselves. That's for sure.
For sure.
I'm logged in that day. I'm laughing. I don't care where he goes. I am laughing because it's just gonna be jokes. I just sit back and watch our fan base on days like that.
Hold up. Oh, he's getting wind from you, ex.
What happened?
I think your window down something getting wind. Oh, the air conditioning, maybe.
Oh, yeah,
There you go. You go. All right. Let's see. Another big fish on the line. Israel Briggs.
He got the tight end coming.
Yeah, it's down to us in LSU. That's his official top two. I think he's announcing. Is it a little bit later this month?
He announced June 26th.
Okay, so basically in about 2 weeks, essentially.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. I'm not. I didn't get a direct answer of what he's going to choose. The staff like him. He likes the staff. He likes LSU. He likes the way both programs use the tight end. So it's like, it's going to be one of those, he wake up and they say he prayed to God and God gave him the answer. It's going to be one of those moments.
So. I respect.
Hey, X, it's like June 24th.
24, okay. So,
oh, it's 24. Okay, it's 24.
Yeah, so next 20, week, actually, today is the 17th. So a week from today as we recording today. I don't know, man. I think we were kind of in the driver's seat pretty early with that. Recruitment, I think it was a big part of why he left Arizona, decommitted from Arizona State. I don't know. And our track record, if you're looking at tight end, it's still better than LSU's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, definitely.
Yeah, like, I don't know. LSU, I don't think they can compete with us. And we just had a guy go second round who honestly would have went first if it wasn't for the injuries. And I think he could definitely be in that same mold of that flex tight end, you know, get a little weight on him and, you know, get his blocking up the par a little bit. You know, they still ultimately he's going to be a flex tight end. So it's not like you're expecting him to be a mauler. But
I'm looking at him probably as a weaker a joker because I don't think he's going to block at all. I think he's just going to run routes. They going to put somebody in front of him to block, and he's just going to be like, hey, listen, man, I ain't going to touch you. You don't touch me. Let's just act like we, you know, just doing something because he ain't finna block.
Like, chip. If we could teach him how to chip and get out on that route, that wouldn't be too bad all in all. But I think he'd be a great get. I think it'd be an awesome get for this class. I mean, we need one of those guys. I know we're looking at the other tight end out of Texas. No, well, heavy as well, but we over here at 26 are still categorized heavy as a offensive tackle.
Yeah.
At this point. I agree with you 100%. But I mean, you know, just for his sake, I'm just gonna say a tight end.
I don't think he listens to the show. But if you do listen to the show. This is from your Georgian brother, right up the street from Savannah from Brunswick. So, you know, we neighbors, we cousins, same area code. Your future would be best invested at tight end. You know, I mean, I'm confusing your nephew. My bad. Offensive tackle would probably be where your future would best be invested. You have the frame to be a first round pick, all pro tackle, man. So do what you got to do. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, man.
They say Texas did a good job with him since we brought him up real quick. I heard Texas said he had a good visit out there.
He could play tight end. They're just gonna have him blocking.
Yeah. I thought something came out where like now they like searched to the top for him. As far as like in his recruitment, they're like number one now. And I think he canceled the visit somewhere, if I'm not mistaken. So I don't know, man. We're gonna see. It looked like it's probably gonna be leaning that Texas way, but we'll see. I'm cool with the Briggs kid. I like, you know what I'm saying, the flex guy. I'm cool with that. I have no
problem. I was thinking about Turner is the guy I was talking about, though.
Yeah,
out of Texas.
Yeah.
Turner,
the
6'2".
Duncanville.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to get two. You want to get two for sure. You know, and kind of sticking in with the formula of what you want to do. Those two guys would fit the mold really well. Ken is a, you know, big jumbo athlete. And, I mean, honestly, he might could play tight end. I'd have to see it to believe it tight up. You got to think about how young he is and the weight he already carrying. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be real tough for him to keep that weight down as he gets a little bit older. But
the Ken thing, Florida still thinking they're going to land him. Because I talked to Florida coach the other day, and they felt like they got him locked in. And I was like, well, are y'all letting this guy play tight end? Or he's going to switch position? He's like, yeah, we're going to make him play tight end. So I'm not sure. Again, remember I told y'all, whatever school that's going to guarantee him to play tight end, that's the school he's going to.
That's all of them. They're going to lie.
Yeah, but some schools, you got to lie. Listen, you're going to come in as a tight end, but we know, you know what I'm saying? You're going to wait to one of these other positions.
You can't keep it real recruiting, man. You got to lie. Yeah.
The thing is, you can lie all you want to. That portal open.
That's a fact. They're going to be open one way or the other. He's going to get his shot at tight end. I think the job would be for most coaches is to try to convince him to go to the offensive line. That's what I think will happen. And in all honesty, if you look at any situation from that perspective, then I would come to Miami for sure because I think he'll have a harder time getting on the O-line. I think our O-line, you know, especially if you come in with a Cantwell and Joel Irvin, you have a harder time getting on that O-line, you know, in that room. So that would actually bolster your opportunity to stay at tight end and really develop your game there. But for me to really truly believe he dead serious about being tight end, he had to drop all the way down to like 260. They say he like 280 right now. Yeah. So that's when I'll take it, you know, dead serious. Like, all right, he dead serious about this and not just, just dreaming.
Even when he do that, he guaranteed the red shirt. If you want him at tight end and you want him to cut some of that weight, yeah, he guaranteed the red shirt, and then he probably ain't gonna see the field till his like red shirt sophomore year, maybe third year. So, I mean, we good.
We'll move on, man. Another big name. This got a little more interesting because of a visit to Alabama recently. I ain't really got much to tell on that. Yeah, Jay Lamar, running back out of Colquitt County.
Yeah, I got
battling Georgia on that one.
I got fussed out yesterday hard about from all the villains because they want me to kind of kick Javion Mallory to the curb, and I was like, I'm not gonna do that. he's gonna be a Cane. I don't know why y'all upset for, but I guess they upset because they want this kid Lamar. Which, yeah, he liked that. I ain't even gonna front. He liked that for real. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'll take all three.
I keep telling him, I like, man, shit, I want them all. I don't give a damn.
And then, all three. Like I said, yeah, we good for him. You know, he committed on the 25th. He canceled the visit, didn't he? He just canceled the visit. He was supposed to go somewhere after. Yeah, he had canceled the visit. He was supposed to go somewhere.
Oh, did he cancel that Georgia visit? If he canceled that Georgia visit.
I want to say he canceled the Georgia visit.
If he canceled that Georgia visit, well, we got Lamar. I'm just going
to
tell you.
His next visit was to be Georgia, on the 20th. Yeah. So if he officially canceled that, then I'd like our chances a lot better. There's no reason to cancel that. There's no reason.
I don't know if it's the Georgia visit he canceled because I'm still hearing Georgia's. It's most likely the landing spot for him, but I don't know.
I hadn't read that news. But if he did, obviously that's gotta feel better. That is his next visit. We'll take all three, but first off, we only got one committed. We considering Cooper a lot, but it ain't happy yet.
Right.
If Jay Lamar commits, do you think that affects the Cooper situation at all?
Or nope, the Ballard
situation?
No.
So you think all three of those guys come in the boat as running back?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you.
I think Malik go to Bama though. If we get like all three, he gonna be like, Bama want me bad. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just gonna go here.
Yeah, and I can see
a situation like that. But as of now, Mallory wants to be a Cane. He visits this weekend. Cooper, I keep telling y'all that shit was locked in since day one.
And he also could play safety, can't he? Cooper?
Yeah, but I don't want him playing safety. I want him running through motherfuckers. Right?
Yeah. No, I got you.
We need some safeties.
I think we take all three because the scholarship number is going to go up from 85 to around like 95 to 100 players. So we going to load up on players.
Yeah, but them kids, I don't see that.
And then you got the 27 running back class ain't that strong either. It is not really that strong. So I think if you take the three, I think you'll be okay. Only see us possibly losing Fletcher after this year. You know what I'm saying? And then you still have Lyle. You got the North Dakota State transfer. You got Pringle. And then you got three. So the room going to be full. Somebody probably going to transfer. It's just natural. That's just what happens.
Yeah,
you can only have so many running backs. I think the most you should have is at least five. You know what I'm saying? Six is pushing it, but I say at least five.
Yeah, you gotta have five to go into.
Man, shit, we Miami, man. We had four running backs get injured in one year. We had to play a grad.
Lucius Stanley.
We didn't want.
Man, you pulled Lucius that name. Stanley. I remember the first name because I said, man, he got an old head name, Lucius.
Lucius Stanley.
He was a walk-on.
I never forget it.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm taking as many running backs as we can because one thing I know, the University of Miami, we ain't overcome that injury bug yet. So
I'll take five of them.
Luckily, we did last year in the running back room.
Last year we did pretty good with the running back room. I like how we did it. But we got to do that shit consistently. It can't just be one year and then.
Right.
But last year I was happy because, shit, that was surprising. Like, damn, neither one Fletcher or Martinez got banged up. And I was like, shit, we still had other niggas on the bench ready.
Well, chomping at the bit.
Another wide receiver situation, Tyron Evans from North Carolina. A lot of people think we may flip him from Tennessee. Actually, speaking on that same thing real quick, I saw something that I was like, I didn't necessarily agree with this. But some people think that the Russell situation would affect the Key situation, like they both wouldn't both go to LSU or they both wouldn't go to Miami. I don't see that at the wide receiver spot.
Right.
But, I mean, I saw that argument presented, but I was like, nah, wide receiver, I don't mind somebody else helping take away that double coverage on the other side. Like, the more the merrier. Let's go. Let's load up. So
it probably would be.
Tristan Key, that – it ain't no, if he go there, I'm not going. There ain't none of that. Like, they have spoken about playing together.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully down the day.
That's the thing. It's like, where are they going to play together at? Like,
is it
in Miami or is it in LSU? And I ain't going to lie, man. I keep telling people, man, LSU probably presents itself the best as a wide receiver coming out of high school. I know Ohio State does what they do. They got Coach Hartline, but LSU is basically telling you, listen, you come to LSU, you're going to be a star in college, you're going to go to the NFL and be a star. Calvin Russell was like, look at all the receivers that came from LSU. They was all stars. Them not to listen. But I just
think that's facts.
What Miami doing, man, I think Miami can land both of those guys, man. And
that's facts.
We can land both of those guys. I don't give a damn who else we get.
That's fact. That's Mario's job to convince them and make sure they understand. Yeah, it was the players, not the school, young man. Don't let them trick you out your position. If you want to come here, you could be great no matter where you go. So what you about to say, though, Phil?
Oh, nah. It was more so, man, I don't forget. I would just listen to my boy. Hey,
nah, it's all good. So Tyron Evans, big body wide receiver out of Carolina, be another, you know, which we need. That's the one thing I think we've been missing a little bit is consistent size on the outside. Mm-hmm. How you feeling on that situation? I actually watched his tape the other day. Yeah. I think he still got a lot of upside. But obviously, like X said, with the numbers, he's definitely a kid I would like in the class.
You know who he looked like.
Who would you say?
Horton.
Horton? Okay. Same.
I was just going to say, he's to me, another Horton. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So if you take him, he's probably not going to play right away. He's going to have to come in a couple years.
Right.
He's going to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think the receivers that they want to take, they need to come in and be immediately impact players, which is why you see they going for Calvin and Tristan Keys and Van Spafford.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? They going for these top dogs because they like, I might need y'all to come in and play right away because we young at wide receiver. We still don't have an alpha yet. Although we keep screaming JoJo, he got to do it in the game.
You got to do it. Yeah,
he got to do it.
You got to head the bet.
You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, shit, even if we could get one of y'all guys to come in and be that, you know what I'm saying? We'll take it. So, but yeah, the kid you talking about right now, he good. He got a lot of upside, man. But it's just, as I was explaining to people the other day, I was like, man, do you stop recruiting the top receivers because you got this kid and he want to be in the class? Or do you say, shit,
no, you get him in and you give him some time to bait. That's it. Because if you go to Tennessee, it's probably the same situation. You just want to load up the room with as much talent as possible. With the transfer portal and just natural attrition, somebody leaving. That's fine. That's just what it's going to be every single year for every single school. So, yeah, you load up as much talent as humanly possible. And then let them all, separate themselves. Some going to rise to the top. Some going to decide this ain't the situation for them. They going to get homesick. They going to look at the depth chart. They going to realize they not this caliber of football player, and they going to move on. You bring in as much talent as possible. I'd like to add them because, again, it's another good prototype, big guy, outside guy. So, you know, we'll see if we can get that flip. A lot of the buzz is that we looking good in that recruitment, and we'll see if he comes on through.
I think he kind of took the momentum from Samari Wingo because Samari Wingo's kind of like falling from us.
Receiver boy seems super fluid, man. Super fluid. Like I don't know who they locked in on other than the top two guys we talked about.
Yeah. And for me, well, I think they locked in those top two, and I think they locked in on the California kid, Spafford.
Those three
that they're definitely locked in on. I don't agree with them. I think Wingo kind of should be higher on the board. Because, man, Wingo, he's that guy, man. That kid is really good. It's going to be a disappointment to allow him to either go to Florida State or go to a route somewhere, and he's going to produce. I think that he should be a little bit. I get it with the California kid. You know what I'm saying? I just don't feel good about it. I just don't.
But you want Wingo? If you pick in right now, you take Wingo over Evans. That's the basic.
I'm taking Wingo over Evans.
I'm with you in that regard, though. Actually, I agree. I agree in that regard. Again, because I want to make sure we keep in our relationships good as well. So if it's close, give me the Florida kid.
Yep.
If it's close, just give me the Florida kid. And then, you know, I can live with that kid from North Carolina going out and being a better player than we thought he might have. That's something I can go to sleep with, you know, every day. That's not a problem for me.
Versus
a Florida kid getting out of here and either going to the rival or going to Tennessee.
Yeah, because also I got like a bad little vibe with it was – he was like, yeah, I'm taking my family. When I do this, it's like vacation. So I'm taking, you know, visits, basically like a vacation for my family. He's like, yeah, that's what I told my mom. So it's like, okay, you coming to Miami. Is this a vacation? You know what I'm saying? Like what's really, like, how do you really feel? Okay, yeah, you're not going to USC. Fine. You're going to Georgia. You took a visit. You're taking a visit here. So it's like, I really want to see what comes out of this. I think if he doesn't show the interest that they think, hey, just go ahead and move on, man. Don't even try. Because you got the Lopez kid who's ready to commit, like who wants to be a Kane. He's good. It's schools that's offering him to play basketball and football if he wants to. The kid is good. So I don't know why they even like, I don't know why he's, I get it. I don't know why he's not much more of a priority than what they show.
I think physically we got a lot of his body type already. And so if you think you can get the Spafford kid, then you go for that. But again, it's like, damn, it's our backyard now. We got to be careful. We got to be careful in our backyard, like, you know, making sure we're not messing up relationships when you can get a really good kid. Because if you go court in Spafford the whole time, and both of them are coming to visit next week or this weekend coming, and he burns you and decides to go to USC or stick with Georgia, then you sour the relationship that you had with a guy that was chomping at the bit to actually stay home and play for the home team. And you can't do that for, you know, team, for players that aren't of caliber. But you got to make sure if they of caliber, man, we want to make sure we're not treating them, you know, less than. You know what I mean? Because everybody's not going to pan out regardless, no matter who they are.
Yeah, that's Spafford kid. Listen, the smoke is real. Georgia tried to tell him to cancel his Miami visit. The kid didn't cancel his Miami visit. The staff thinks if he comes on the visit, they're going to flip him. So, I mean, I'm going to just ride with that. I think they want Spafford and Lopez to go along with Tristan and Russell, which is why you see us Wingo probably fall to the side because they say, okay, let's get these two, you know, slot guys, and then we get these two the outside guys. That's what the board looks like. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm going to keep it a buck. They just had a receiver come from Texas, Zion
Robinson,
the big nigga. I'm like, man, listen, he should be right next to Russell and Tristan Keys. If you ask me. But yeah, obviously they don't got them as high as they should. At 50, you know what I'm talking about. That motherfucker, like
yeah.
That,
bro. God, well, when they offered him, I saw you visit. I watched the film. I said, what we doing? Like, what we doing? Get him.
I'm hearing the buzz there ain't super strong though. Like as far
it
as
it ain't.
You think it's part of the effort though?
Yeah, I just think they didn't go after him as strong as they went after the others. Like it's kind of like, I don't want to say they basically say, listen, you're a B plan, but it's kind of like that's how they're approaching it.
They're keeping them warm.
Yeah. So
and then they're gonna try to turn up the heat if they don't hit on the two they're trying to get.
Kids,
it's what you got to do. It's what you got to do. Because the situation could change, you know, they saying, like, I think they even got, Stanford is the top spot for him in Michigan?
For who?
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it's Michigan and Stanford. And,
yeah.
I mean, shit, if I'm a receiver, I'm not going to Michigan when the motherfucker ain't complete a pass in the bowl.
Yeah.
But, again.
Well, he cares about education, obviously, because boy, considering Stanford. So, you know, that's what we can win, too.
Yeah, but you know my thing is like I think we need to load up. I think you need to at least take five, and the reason why is because you're going to lose C.J. Daniels. You're going to lose the Tony Johnson kid. I think you're going to lose like three or four wide receivers even this coming year. So then you're going to put yourself back at like no
Keelan depth. Keelan Marion will be gone.
Yeah, Keelan Marion going to be gone. Yeah. So it's like you're losing four, so don't only bring in four. Bring in another. Bring in five. Like, I think that wide receiver, you shouldn't need to go to the portal anymore. I think even with offensive line, like, yes, you're bringing in this offensive line. Like, you shouldn't need to go to the portal. I don't think you need to go to the portal for anything on the offensive side of the ball unless it's a superstar that you're like, yo, I have to get him to help this team. Mm-hmm. I think that you need to get your bodies out of high school recruiting. Develop those guys. Even if they develop be backups. If they transfer, cool. I ain't got a problem with that. But you need to bring in more high school guys. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, we'll see. I think they need to bring in five. You know what I'm saying? I think Lopez needs to be one. Wingo needs to be one. However you do, the Russell or Keys, both, however you want to do it. And if you going after Spafford, like Evans, like I don't know. So those are six wide receivers, I think that, you know what I'm saying? If we can land at least five of those, I think it'll be cool, but we'll see how it shake out.
Yeah. Big position to need. I want your thoughts first, just on the play himself. If Blake Stewart, I heard they put in full court press. It's a guy that they got real high on the board. Yeah, they been checking him out. You seen his game a little bit?
Hell yeah. I love his game. He versatile. He can play in the slot too. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it, another thing, like, see, what I'm realizing, like, they love DBs from Georgia. I'll say that.
For sure.
Yeah, like they love DBs from Georgia. And, you know, I stay in Warner Robins. And I'm not from there, though. I'm from the crib. But, yeah, I just had to get that.
No doubt. We probably in the same type work.
Yeah. But yeah, bro, it was like with Blake Stewart, like when I saw what he can do, I love what he could do, right? But I also saw Cortez Redd. I'm like, I want both. I want all three because, you know, we need safety talent too. But no, I love Blake Stewart game because I see a physical safety. He got, like, another thing I see and I love that they doing in the DB room, we getting back to, like, athletic players, like, with speed and stuff like that. Like, athleticism is really, like, back. Like, no more of that slow chip. You feel what I'm saying?
And I think, go to speak to what you were saying about those Georgia DBs, because I think that's kind of been a bit of a blueprint. Like, the last guy that I thought we had that really brought that truly physical presence back there, you know, didn't crack the rotation and, you know, got himself in trouble. But, like, it'd be good to get a physical tone setter on the back end, man, and just instill some fear, man. And that used to be a Miami staple. And I can't say that we really, you know, still got that stamp. Like, Cam was good just in diagnosis, being a ball hawk. James was a pretty good, he inflict punishment, but again, he was probably even out of position then or clearly out of position. It'd be nice to bring in that more prototypical physical dude that slot know that it's trouble over here.
Stewart kind of reminds me of Jaquan Johnson a little bit. Like, he could play the safety position. He could slide down to the slot. He's very instinctive. He's smart. So he's one of those DBs that you could bring in and he could immediately help the room. When you look at our DB room last year, and outside of I don't care. I think Marquise Williams' football IQ is high. Outside of him, I just think everybody else in that room had a low IQ of football, and it was horrible. So now you're getting the talent with the equal high IQ football that only, you know what I'm saying, shows the player to be good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can't have a dude who just average, he's average athletic, and he's average on the field, and then he just got horrible IQ. You know, that's number seven. He was just, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? So we started to bring in that. Coach Will and Coach Zach, they doing an excellent job with the DB room. They want to get four DBs. It's one corner left. I think Brody James is probably most likely going to get that spot.
I like
Room goes to, because we don't have a safety committed right now. So now the safety room says, you know, we're just going to land at the three best guys or the top guys we want.
Because
I think Stewart would be one. Devin Jackson is the other. So that's two, you know, Cortez Redden. And then it's possible you could start, they could start, you know, messing around with a couple other high quality guys. I think it'll be a flip during the season. You know, one of those top safeties to say, man, I would rather come to Miami. I've been talking to my guy, you know, Fitzpatrick, but it ain't working, man. Georgia done did what they did. Stop telling everybody Miami spending the money, Georgia. they did what they did. So, yeah, I don't think that situation going to happen, but
let's see. Yeah, and then you got Yeah, like I said, Reddit, and this is probably the most interesting, I guess, would be the linebacker room. There's another room that I think the fans in general are interested in, like what the direction on that's going to be. You got, obviously, you got, you know, one commit there. And then they just brought in Justin Edwards. Mm-hmm. I think he out of, what, Orlando area, I want to say. Edgewater.
Edgewater, yeah.
Just committed to Rutgers. You know, that's Shiano, his boy. So I'm sure he trusted his evals. Mm-hmm. We already took one of their linebackers, Torre. They gonna fall out about this shit.
Hey, I read somewhere they said Rutgers was calling him the whole time on his Miami visit, bro.
Hey, I ain't gonna hold his phone up. If me and you boys like that, cuz. And we're gonna fall out with that shit, bro.
We just gonna have a situation, bro. I mean, but listen, remember I say a lot of the coaches they don't like Mario because that's what Mario do. Like Mario, he antagonized the coaches. Well, he looking and saying, oh, listen, y'all best recruit. Let me get him down here and I'm gonna show y'all, you know what I'm saying? Like he do little petty shit like that. That's why the coaches don't like him. They like, man, this motherfucker Mario. But,
you make Mario sound like Drake. Just to fuck your girl. Hey, I'm gonna defend Mario just like I defended Drake. Well, was she really your girl then?
Hey, if she was your girl, on the shoulder,
I mean, yeah. Sound like she belonged to the game, me, my brother. I can't take what's yours, truly. That's just how I feel. If that was yours, bro, I couldn't have got her. So, you know, feel how you feel.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy. Like, hey, I like what I seen from Jay. Oh, my bad. You about to talk, D-Rock?
No, go ahead. What you about
to say? I like what I seen from the J.J. Edwards. Like Larion said, Shiano Eval, I like that too. But, like, when you look at the film, you see it. He playing outside, inside, all that. He got some coverage, highlights, all that. But you see the athleticism. That's what I love to see. That's what I'm at with. I like athletic. And I see IQ because – you know, linebacker, I feel like smart linebackers always do well for the most part.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah. Let's get into these this weekend's visitors that we got that's coming up this week. Starts on Friday. We talked about Vance Spafford already. What about Ashari Charles? X, what you got on him? I know that he got a crystal ball a while ago. So what's going on?
Yeah, I thought he was a cane.
Me too.
I thought he was gonna be a cane. He's taking visits, so I think he's still gonna be a cane as of now. I ain't hear nothing different. So
yeah, I think the weekend visit this weekend, when he pulls up on campus, I think we lock him in. We got a couple crystal balls for him, so I think that's one. Again, we got Jason Lopez. I can see him. I can see us getting his commitment coming out of the visit also, depending on how they get the warm and fuzzy with Spafford. I think once they get the feeling for him after the visit, I think that's when they'll probably put the full court press on Lopez, and I think they'll land him. I don't think that's going to be tough at all.
Y'all think they take both?
Yes, I think they take both, but I'm just saying, I think that if both want to come, cool. But I think if they see that Spafford is like kind of like, you know, I'm still contemplating, debating what I want to do, I think they'll take Lopez. They'll tell Lopez, hey, man, if you want to come, yeah, go ahead. I think they're going to play like defense a little bit. Hey, man, if you want to come, hey, go ahead and jump on board and not – try to hold out, see what Spafford gonna do. Because like I said, man, you don't want to get burned in the end. You don't want the graphic such and such has shut down his recruitment, ain't taking no more visits and all this. And you know what I'm saying? Like you know how that goes. But this is the last weekend for visits until the dead period. So I think within the next like 2-3 weeks, mostly around like the 4th of July time, I think we're gonna see like an influx where we gonna land a couple guys. Yeah. It's gonna be a couple guys.
And money ain't an issue.
No,
we know that.
No, we broke today. We spending too much tomorrow. You know, pocket watching is an all-time high. I can't wait to hear Kirby talk about money once Colin J decided to come on and bring his ass on down to Coral Gables. You're gonna talk about money again.
I want Jay Lamar because I just really want to see how they react.
Let's do both. Let's go crazy.
Oh man.
Let's go crazy.
Yeah, Mario been giving Kirby hell, but he last like 2 years, but
yeah.
Mario giving the whole SEC hell, and no boys trying to come against him to stop what is inevitable, man. But
yeah.
I keep telling people, I say, boy, if July is the month that Miami think we're gonna have, they gonna call the CIA on Mario. They gonna be like, listen, y'all gotta deport this motherfucker, lock him up.
Let me tell you,
get him out of there.
Mario was training to be a CIA agent, so he probably got connections there too. Forget about that. And Mario, he was trying to do that, so he probably got people over there. He's gonna be like, yeah, they finna call, man. You already know what time it is. It's well covered, man. They can hate my coach for a lot of things, and I get it. You should hate him. He's annoying. Mm-hmm. He is an annoying presence to deal with. And you know, they'll go to his game day coach. And that's fine. I give you that. That's a fair enough eval. We didn't have none of that shit last year. There was nothing that he did on a game day that you could say, wow, what the hell is our coach doing? And I think he's just getting better and better in that aspect of his repertoire as well. So you allow him to get better in that respect, right? So for the most part, he fall back and let his guys do his thing. And then he's able to collect the talent. It's dangerous. That's why I say it's a lot of ha-has, but, you know, behind that laughter, man, is a lot of fear about what he could possibly do if he get this thing rolling. You know, we have another good year this year. The schedule sets up a little tougher. And if we go out and put together another year, then it's really scary for the rest of college football. Next thing you know, he's actually building a real live monster. Now, I think this year is very pivotal in that. Speaking of building monsters, Coach Fell stepped away. So he's, you know, I'm assuming he's just stepping away from the game for a little bit. Seemed like from his
He's stepping away. He's stepping away. He died. I think he's done with being a trainer.
Why are you laughing?
he was about to lose his family, and it's serious. But we laugh because it's a lot more to it. But it's like, yeah, he had to step away because
he about to lose his family, right?
Yeah,
I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about this situation. He had to get his ass out of South Beach, man. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It was one of those
games.
You
got to
go.
And I'll tell you, I don't know nothing. I just know, especially strength and conditioning coach. Y'all got to remember, that's in so many ways the most important coach because he always with those guys. He's constantly with these guys. So, you know, he already got an excuse to be away from the house. So, you know, and using that excuse, man.
Work late, honey.
Yeah, you walk around, man, with that crazy ass mustache and big ass muscles and shit, man.
Another overtime shift, baby.
Yeah, you know how it go. These kids, kids need me. All right,
they need me. Hey, all that energy, you know, I just gotta, you know, get a little pump in with the guys.
Yeah, right. What about your kids?
Yeah, man. Hey, he seen
what are we talking about?
Hey man, one of them ran across one of them Latinas, man. And hey man, that changed life.
If you ain't man enough to come to Miami, don't come. I'm telling you. And when I mean man enough, I mean if you can't turn down some temptation, you don't come.
Yeah, you gotta have a strong constitution, man.
You got a little money, a couple of dollars in your pocket,
and you got some access to, you know. You went to university, you can get around, move around a little bit. But I respect, hey, real talk, much respect, dude, to putting his family first. You know, if it come down to that, you really feel like that's a decision you got to make. I respect that, man. Take a step back, move away from it, go take care of your family. And, you know, Mario has always had a contention plan. So we had saw the new strength and conditioning hires, and it was announced in a certain way. And then, you know, they decided to go ahead and move. I don't want to mess. What's bro's name? My bad. I had it right
Irvin
here.
Irvin Young.
That's right. Thank you. Appreciate that, Phil. They decided to go ahead and give Irvin Young that title. Got it and worked his way up through the ranks. You know, from a small school. I think he was at Tennessee briefly. And then, you know, now over here with us. Young black man. So, you know, hopefully he can have that good connection with those guys and just do his thing. I didn't have no major complaints with Feld. I kind of would, like X spoke on earlier, I really felt like the injury bug been biting us a little too much over the last few years in general before him, predating him as well. So I'm not just putting it all on him. Right. But we'll see if it gets just a little bit better under this new regime. They got a couple of new guys came on over with them as well. So we wish them luck, man. And, you know, we already getting the body type. So it's really more about the conditioning at this point. We bringing in less guys that you got to trim down or build up. It's more or less about getting these guys flexible and explosive is you know, kind of the bigger deal there, as opposed to trying to bulk up these guys or shred, you know, chisel them down.
Hey, D-Rob, you see what Larrion just did? A refreshing talk about strength and conditioning. Not a narrative, not no lies, not no budget, just regular combo by strength and conditioning. Man, I like that.
So I was looking, I had to look up, you know, like where he's been. So I guess he was at Kansas from 2014 to 2019. Then he was at Vanderbilt from 2019-2020. He was at Tennessee for that little time frame. And then he was actually at Miami for two seasons. Then after he went to Miami, he went to Missouri before coming back to Miami. So,
yeah. That's right. So, Coach has been around and rocking.
What he was at Missouri?
He was, you said, what was he?
Yeah. Yeah, position. What was the title?
I don't see the position. It just says he just spent time in the SEC with the title. So, he probably wasn't the head man. He probably was the assistant.
It's probably his first head job.
So, this is first head job? I love it then.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, I mean, listen, we ain't got to overcomplicate all this shit, man.
Yeah.
I tell people all the time, like, we talk, that's why, you know, if anybody ever listen to me, I ain't beat this horse to death. No, Larrion ain't the biggest development guy you're going to meet on the planet. Like I said, they teaching about the same drills no matter where you go. It's, you know, it ain't but so many lifts out there to be done. A lot of it is about building those relationships, especially with the strength and conditioning staff, about just having guys that really get these guys motivated and putting in that work even when they're not around. So that's what I look for more there. That's why I said it's good to have a younger black dude around. Let's be honest, a bunch of young black guys.
Right.
So, you know, you know, obviously it's not completely black, but that's the majority of it. So I'd like to have those guys that can have those good connections with them. Not that I heard anything negative about Feld at all, as far as, like, you know, it was a disconnect there. But to me, it, you know, opportunity for him. So let's ride with whoever the new – Swayze not coming back either. Y'all, please. I don't ever want to.
Thank you for saying that. He's not coming back. Shit.
Boy.
How old is Swayze? Is he even working right now? Like, is he still working in the?
He's at Colorado.
He's with
Yeah, Colorado.
FIU. Oh, he's at Colorado. He's at Colorado. Yeah, he's at Colorado.
Boy, Deion don't mind hiring some old niggas, man. That's all right, man. Deion, you all right with me? Deion to go get them boys, man.
And Deion gonna go get them Hurricanes. He going.
Yeah.
He more or less telling you. He more or less telling you how he feel about Florida State. But I'm just vibing though.
Oh, we all know that though, man. They burnt the bridge with Deion. I think Deion to turn them people down right now. I really think if the situation came up where they fired Mike, which cost a lot of money to do, and I heard a nasty rumor that they was gonna get the money up again. I said, y'all the most money spending on getting rid of a coach squad I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, man.
I love to see it. I hope they get rid of them again. I know you're going to be cash strapped again. So go for it. I don't care. And they need to. He can't recruit. He cannot recruit.
Nah, that
shit's ridiculous. We ain't fighting Florida State for shit.
Nothing.
Did they get Christopher for Chauncey Cannon, though?
They did. They did get.
Did he commit?
No, he didn't commit, but he got a crystal ball.
Yeah, they got him, and they got another one for a linebacker, a four-star. I mean, it's Florida State, man.
But when we ever in the lead with Kenny,
I just threw that out there because You remember how you were just talking about people get fired and all that? Well, you were just talking about Mike Norvell. They get Chauncey Kennedy. Yeah, go ahead, commit to Florida State. We just going to spin the block and get you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was spin that block. I think at one point, I think we were in the thick of it. I think we kind of led. But for some reason, Florida State probably sold him a fantasy. You know, I don't think, I'll be honest, I don't think Surtain going to be there for longer.
I give them that.
Yeah,
in recent times, they got a pretty decent NFL DB pedigree, so I give him that. So if that's what he's going for, that's cool. He's gonna be out there a lot with that offense, so you get a lot of snaps with that old line, with that running game. You know, I don't know the weapons on the outside. And who's the quarterback? Oh, the little dude. Yeah,
you gonna get that? Oh, you know my baby Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, baby. Why you stood that boy next to that spear?
Oh, man.
I was like, yo, damn. What? I was supposed to give him a little one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, that's crazy, bro.
I just don't see it.
Y'all seen that tweet with the midget cooking on the grill?
And they talking about that? Yeah, man. Oh, wow. I was rolling, bro.
Hey, that's more great power to every Florida State troll out there, man. Y'all are some strong individuals. You got to get up every day and come up with some excuse, some lie, you know, some narrative that you got to sit out there and try to spin for some of the worst recruiting and roster management I've seen in Florida State history.
What?
If not the worst. This is real low. This is a really low point for y'all. I'm loving every second of it, man.
Me too.
Just talk about how we ain't won the ACC. That still work. You can still just swing with that one again.
Yeah. I'm gonna make a 3-win and up space. Only people with 3 wins and up.
You can't get a mic. Walking.
You feel what I'm saying?
You need 3 wins to come in.
Yeah.
That's not a high bar.
Yeah,
more people can walk in here.
Yeah.
So don't be mad at the owner. He not asking a lot. If you want to come in here, you must have 3 wins.
Three wins, that's fair enough, man.
That's
at least 3 wins. Nothing less, though. Yeah.
We'll take more. We're not taking less.
Yeah, well, we ain't taking less, though.
Nah, for sure, though, man. That's about it. We got, like I said, this upcoming weekend. We'll kind of just get into the recap. This one will be, as I recall, this is going to be a little bit smaller of a group.
It's only about 10 to 12 guys. Not that many.
Yeah. And I don't even know. You know who the big dog is on that one?
Spafford, Jaquez Wilkes, the DN from Alabama.
Right.
I think it's us, Auburn, and I can't remember who else. It's another one. It's like a top three. We're in the top three.
Was it Clemson? Oh, no, no, no.
I don't know. I don't think it was Clemson. We have Ashari Charles.
I forgot about that. I ain't heard that name in a little minute.
Yeah. So I got him on commit watch. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be on commit watch. We have it's a linebacker we got from IMG that's actually, I haven't heard too much about him.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The athletic
Duyon Forkpaw Jr., whatever his name, something like that. 6'2", 225.
I'm glad you said
that. Mallory's coming on campus, so we gonna get the warm and fuzzy. He'll probably just shut everything down, and that's it. So, we got a kid, Nolan Wilson, from Picayune, Mississippi. 5-4-star kid. Almost a 5-star, top 60 kid. So it's us, Ole Miss, Auburn, Alabama, and Florida. We're his last visit. He was at Ole Miss last week. Currently, no crystal balls. He don't have a crystal ball set up. And, he's supposed to be on camp. Edge.
Florida just took a 5-star defensive lineman.
I still think Ole Miss with him. For me, I just think Ole Miss, I don't think they're going to whiff on all of the in-state guys. I think somebody's going to take, but we'll see. We'll see.
I would love for him to whiff for narrative reasons, but I'm going to vibe.
Florida just took them a 5-star lineman.
Who?
He's not talking about McRoy.
The boy from he's not a five star. Them people said D-Rob. I seen it with my own eyes. He's a five star man. They probably meant personality wise. A great kid, but it said five star, and I looked. I said, "Oh, never heard of bro." And yeah. I looked, and he was a 2.473 and a composite three.
So yeah, man. Where
these other two stars came from? I told you, man. I put that up, Nate. They put the greatest college rivalries, man. And I put Florida fans versus reality. I have never seen a more delusional fan base in my lifetime. Bro. Y'all are the everything school, and nobody cares about everything. Yeah. Niggas, and we care about football.
Yeah.
And we'll throw basketball in there too, sure. But you can miss me with gymnastics. You can miss me with tennis, golf.
Yeah,
so none of lick or none of that shit, and you're not going to give me you do. Okay, so that's a terrible spin, but keep on spinning it. Nobody's buying that horse shit though, man. Y'all is very mid at football, and we would know because we have been very mid at football, and that's okay. We bust all ass, and your ass getting bust again. We made it out of the swamp alive. Remember, we wasn't supposed to make it alive. We made it, y'all. And I'm going to be there to watch it, man. No fear.
Hey Larry Young, go where the Florida fan told me in the space.
Come on. I know it's crazy.
He said they got a better roster than us.
All right, man. Hey, man, that bullshit, man.
Bro, and he believed it. It kills me. I'd be like, I literally said, you don't get tired of this. like you don't get tired of this. Like you did this last year.
Man, let me tell you, when they get off the internet for the day, man, they hang their hard heads up, man, just let out a deep sigh.
Bro.
I had to tow the company line again today. I don't know when they're gonna give me a promotion, bro.
This one of them was like, all right, man, I'm gonna holler at y'all boys.
Yeah, man, hold it down. Let's get up out of here. No talk about these cats out there, man. Y'all be blessed, man. We appreciate y'all pulling up. Phil, thank you for pulling up, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out Category 6. They doing major things over there. Real talk. They got the YouTube, man. Got merch, everything going on. Y'all check them out, man, and show love. Show love like they show love, man. Appreciate real talk. That. All right, man, we're going to get up out of here. Peace.
Peace.
We're going to let the band deal with this.
It's 26 degrees.